Hey, every time we gather, we want to take an opportunity to let you hear from some other folks that are in our ministry. And tonight you're going to get to hear the testimony from Rebecca Winter, who is one of our leaders on our team. And so please welcome Rebecca Winter to the stage.
Hey, y'all, just want to tell you, I'm just super excited to be here with all of y'all tonight. God's done a lot of work in my life, and I'm just super excited to share his story with all of you. So I grew up Catholic, and for me, faith really wasn't much more than what happened at Mass on Sunday mornings. I believe there was a God, and I had heard about Jesus, but it really didn't have any impact on how I lived. My parents were fairly ambitious. We lived in Connecticut as a child. And my dad worked as an executive on Fifth Avenue in New York City. Their ambition at some point trickled down to me, and I started to believe at a very early age that I needed to do something, achieve something, or be someone special to be worthy of love. In high school and college, this looked like me having all the right friends, looking the right way, and getting good grades. After college, as my friends began to get married, my feelings of unworthiness kept me distant in my relationships with men. I overcompensated by doing everything I could to look like I had the perfect life and by putting all my energy into climbing the corporate ladder. You might say that I approached life in the same way a Girl Scout goes about collecting badges. I would constantly seek to accomplish the next big thing, and then I'd proudly boast about it to anyone who would listen. And yet, nearly every time over the next 15 years, those accomplishments were followed by a downward spiral of depression as the luster of success grew dull and I was, once again, left alone with my feelings of unworthiness. You see, somewhere inside of me, I really believed that if I could just crack the code, that if I could just do enough, I would finally be worthy. This came to a head about 7 years ago. I was in a job where the only thing that I wanted was to get my next promotion. And yet, it seemed like the harder I worked, the more it worked against me. This caused conflict between my boss and I. One day, my conversation with her escalated past the point of professionalism, and suddenly, my promotion, not to mention our relationship, was unsalvageable. The next day, after an early morning boot camp class, I had a meltdown in the parking lot as I shared what had happened with a new friend from class. She had previously invited me to Watermark, which I, of course, kindly brushed off. But on that day, I really needed an empathetic ear. And she responded with encouragement, with scripture, and another invitation to a place she said could help me find abundant life. That next Sunday, I walked into Watermark for the first time. It was 4th of July weekend, and even now, I am struck by God's perfect timing. That on the day that the rest of the country was declaring their independence is the day that God led me to take my first step towards total dependence on the Lord. Over the next several months, God began to stir in my heart, and I jumped all in. I realized that even in my mess, God had been pursuing me all along, and I learned the truth that while we were still sinners, Jesus laid his life down to pay the full debt for my sins. As Ephesians 2:8-9 says, "For it is by grace that you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves. It is a gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast." Since then, God has continued to shape, inform, and transform my life. With the help of community, an abiding and daily relationship with Christ, and many of the ministries here, including Regeneration, Equipped Disciple, Unashamed, and Single Adults, God has revealed to me that I am fully worthy, not because of anything that I have done, but because of what Jesus did for me on the cross. And that truth has changed everything. I've stopped keeping score, and I've started keeping shorter accounts. My life is no longer a revolving door of friendships. I'm fully known, and I have deep friendships with people who continually spur me on towards Christ. I no longer fear failure. I trust that God's ways are higher than my own, no matter the outcome. I've let go of my need to control how the story ends, and I've learned to surrender to the story that God wants to write in my life. I've learned that there's power within my vulnerability and that authenticity is where intimacy thrives. In his strength, I've owned my part, and I've asked forgiveness to people I never thought I could. A few years, I even asked forgiveness and was reconciled to my old boss. And in my singleness, I have learned to rest in the truth that I am beneficiary to the greatest love story of all time, that Jesus, fully man and fully God, has already laid his life down in perfect love for me. Admittedly, I still fall short, but by and large, I consistently experience joy and abundant life. In the last 7 years, I have experienced some of my greatest losses. I lost my mother. I've had to care for a family member that had cancer. I lost my job, and I had to make some really difficult decisions about my health. And yet, not even my darkest days over the last 7 years can compare to the despair that I felt in that parking lot on boot camp that morning. You see, on that morning, I had no hope. But today, I know my God, I know his plans are good, and it is his power and his strength that sustains me. As Apostle Paul in Philippians 4:12-13 says, I have learned the secret to being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do all this through Christ Jesus who gives me strength. If you are new to Gather, I'm glad you're here. There are a lot of single adults that would love to get to know you. And if you find yourself wondering about the next big thing in your life, I encourage you to put your trust in God alone. Proverbs 3:5-6 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. These words are true. I've seen them played out in my own life time and time again. And my hope for each of you is that you would just take your next step in faith and experience the abundant life that God has for you. Thanks for letting me share.